Sean Burks, the head football coach with the Audubon Wheelers, joining us here as they get ready for their opening round playoff matchup. They get a host to Stanton coming up on Friday night. And Coach, appreciate your time as always.
You bet. Appreciate the coverage once again.
Sean, you guys, really good regular season, 7-1 on the year, starting to maybe get a little healthier as the playoffs are roll into the action coming up on Friday night.
Yeah, we're getting there. We got Joey Schramm back on a limited basis last week. He felt okay over the weekend. He's feeling okay right now. So if we can keep working him back and get him a little healthier and get him a little more experience, he really does help us. You know, anytime you're missing a captain, it hurts. But anytime you're missing a kid that's 6'4", 260, that's the anchor of your D line, it really hurts. So we missed him for a few weeks. We built some depth when he was out, and now we're hoping he's back to take on that full time nose guard spot. We'll see. We've been counting down the days till we get Joe back. We didn't know if we'd ever get him back. So we've been happy that, you know, Friday went pretty well for him, and we hope he can plan on him again this week.
What's the focus for you guys going into the playoffs? Where do you need to get better? Where do you need to execute to be able to pick up wins and make a run here in the playoffs?
Yeah, we just got to put all the phases together. You know, there's nights when we play well here or there. There's nights we play well for glimpses. There's nights we play well for a lot of the time. But yeah, it's just been a lack of putting all three phases together for four quarters consistently. Like last Friday night and a few of the weeks we've had, you know, we've been slow to start offensively. That's been, you know, kind of a kick in the teeth. You know, we feel like we have a good game plan all week. We feel like we're ready to go pregame, and then all of a sudden we punt or turn it over early in the game, and then we kind of get settled in. We do all right. But like last Friday, I think we had a turnover on downs and a punt on two of our first three drives, and we just can't be that way. We've got to be better. We've got to be better as coaches to be well prepared. We got to have our kids ready to go. Kids got to get off the bus ready to go. We're still trying to piece together what exactly if we need to make some tweaks, but it's just kind of been a slow start thing. So that's an emphasis. Clean up the penalties. You know, we've had some weeks where we've just racked up penalties at times, silly penalties, costly penalties, you know, roughing the passer on third and long, a pass interference on third and long, jumping off sides on fourth and short, things like that that you just can't do if you're going to go make a deep run in the playoffs. And then defensively, not giving up the explosive plays. You know, we've had times where we'll be doing all right and then get, you know, let someone over top. So, you know, offensively, we need to clean it up from the get-go and start scoring on those first drives. Defensively, we got to keep everything in front of us better. And then in all the phases, we just have to clean it up with penalties.
Coach, it sounds like maybe a focus thing, and then that's something that I'm sure you guys will get compared, because it doesn't sound like you're having to tweak anything offensively or defensively because the other team giving you looks that you weren't anticipating.
Oh, a little bit. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, you can rep it, you can talk about it, but then Friday night comes and the kids got to go execute it. You can talk about watching the ball all night, but unless your D-line does it, it's not going to happen. And it's been frustrating. It's been one of those things that all year, it's like, we can't do it for you guys. You got to figure it out. And we've got old enough guys. We've got smart enough guys. We've got talented enough guys to be taking care of these things with the penalties and such. There's always tweaks, you know, as well. You know, each week there's things you put in, you game plan for specifically. We feel like we've got a good game plan for Stanton on both sides of the ball, but at the same time, they're going to throw out some wrinkles too. So it's a game of adjustments, and we got to be ready to adjust on the fly too.
Coach, did you guys have Stanton on the radar at all for a playoff opponent?
We did. We weren't sure how that game would go Friday and how the tiebreakers would sort out. So that was one. You know, kind of when we saw the scores rolling Friday, we thought there was a decent possibility we'd get them, so it wasn't too surprised.
When you started looking at film, they come in 6-2, but their two losses, Fremont Mills and Lennox, were both fairly lopsided. What do you see from them on film?
You know, they're balanced. They're well coached. They've got some nice athletes they put in space. They seem pretty darn physical. They fly to the ball. You look at both sides of the ball. They do some creative things. So you can tell they're well coached. You can tell they're competitive. And you know, just based on their other sports and just everything that's down there, I think they've got a pretty darn good culture. They expect to be competitive in all their sports. You know, they've had some good basketball teams. They've had some good baseball teams. Their girls' sports have been successful at times. They just know how to win down there. They seem to play the right way. They're physical, but they're not cheap. So a lot of mutual respect already for these guys.
Coach Carter Johnson, their quarterback, a senior, has had a pretty good year, completing about 57% of his passes for a little over 800 yards, 13 touchdowns, just 4 interceptions. Also second on the team in carry. So a focal point of their offense, along with their top running back in Logan Roberts. How did they use both of those guys?
Yeah, you know, the Johnson kid and the Roberts kid are obviously two big keys. You know, the Johnson kid is elusive in the open field, where the Roberts kid really wants to kind of get his foot in the ground and get downhill, a little bit more physical, breaks more tackles. You know, they'll use them in a variety of looks. You know, they'll go under center, they'll go shotgun. When they're under center, they can go split back, or they can go eye. When they're in the shotgun, they can go bring guys in tight ends and wing backs, or they can go spread with receivers. They've used some guard eligible, some motion, some. There's a variety. Like I said, they're multiple. They're balanced. They're a good team to prepare for, because they make you prepare for a lot.
Do you have one of the two that you want to stop, or do you kind of just try to contain both of them?
We got to be assignment football. You know, if we're keying on somebody and we're giving something else up, we're going to get torched. So we got to know what our keys are. If they're running option, we got to know who's got different guys. If they're running the triple option under center, we got to make sure we got a fullback assignment, a halfback assignment, a quarterback assignment. If they're dropped back to pass, we got to make sure we keep them in the pocket and our coverage guys stay in coverage. Because if you come flying up to stop him on the rollout, he's gonna beat you deep. So it really is big. This week is more than ever. It's about assignment and alignment football. You got to line up in the right spot. You got to do your job.
Jack Roberts looks like the guy that's their big play guy, even though they're fairly balanced in receiving, averaging about 25 yards per carry. Is he a guy that they get in space and he creates, or do they look deep and over the top with him?
You know, the one thing that jumps out with him catching the ball is a lot of times they leak him out of the backfield, so he'll catch some screens. The other thing they'll do is they'll just leak him out on play action and run that wheel. So if you come screaming up as the quarterback rolls out, they're sneaking them up that backside on a wheel. So we're very aware of it. Doesn't make it any easier to stop, but yeah, we definitely have to know where he's at in that play action game. So, you know, they're actually hitting him with more passes under center rather than in the shotgun. So we got to be prepared for that.
Coach, how do you guys get Gavin Smith and Carter Andreessen going in that run game? That's really where it all starts for you guys. And what do you expect to see from them defensively?
You know, they're multiple. They'll run a two-man front. I think that's where they're most comfortable, but they can also bring up kind of a pressure look and bring it up to a four-man front. They'll sometimes run a more traditional three-man front. They'll run cover two. They'll run zone. So we've got to be ready for a variety of looks. We've got to be able to use both Carter and Gavin. The other thing you got to be able to use, we've got to be able to throw the ball to loosen them up a little bit. I thought last week we did a nice job of that. Garrett Christensen, Jackson Dice both had some catches. Carter had some catches. Braden was involved as well. So I think that the big thing for us is you figure out what works, kind of poke and prod till we find what works, based on formation, based on motion, based on run, based on pass. You know, just find something that we find there a weakness and then go attack it.
What have the struggles been in the pass game this year? Gavin, 12 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, but it seems like every week we talk, you want to see improvement still in that passing game and at least some more consistency, the way it sounds.
Yeah, it's just inconsistent things. You know, we'll miss a deep ball. We'll miss a short throw to, you know, with an open, whether it's a crosser or a screen pass, and all of a sudden, you know, we drop it or we make an incompletion. We haven't put it all together in the pass game. There's been glimpses of it, but we just have to get more consistent there with making the throws and the catches that need to be made.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. Looking forward to catching up with you guys for the New Way Forward Scoreboard Show following the game, and hopefully catching up with you again next week for another ballgame.
You bet. We look forward to it. It's playoff football. Everybody's 0-0, and hopefully we're fortunate enough to play well enough to move to 1-0.
Head Coach Sean Burks again with the Audubon Wheelers. Again, they entertain Stanton Essex coming up on Friday night.